a very, very exciting opportunity for the whole of Europe. And the fact that having created a tournament and a cup, and 26 of 38 teams have already signed up for it, is most encouraging.
So you mentioned the 26 that are involved so far. That's clearly the top 14 French clubs and the 12 English Premiership clubs.
It is.
You mentioned other clubs from other countries are still welcome to become involved. What indications are you getting from other unions and other clubs that this might happen?
We're getting extremely positive responses and approaches. There's a lot of discussion going on. I've said on a previous programme of yours that I'd be astonished if there wasn't a really good take-up of this opportunity. And as you can imagine, with it all being breaking news, things are moving at a very good pace.
Things that aren't, I suppose, moving as quickly are any negotiations on behalf of ERC. Can you say for sure now, Quentin, that any ERC tournament next season won't exist?
Well, I can't say that, because ERC may form a tournament and populate it with teams that I'm unaware of. I think that in the context of discussing negotiations, if you like, we're not involved in ERC negotiations. I think there's a lot of misapprehension about the position. The French clubs and the English clubs served notice on the ERC accord on the 1st of June 2012. It indicated or demonstrated that those two leagues would not be participating in a future ERC tournament. And that's exactly where we are. So we have no issue with the ERC. We've got no dispute with them. We've got no gripe. We're just on to the next competition opportunity.
Because a lot of fans that you speak to, or officials from other countries, are still maybe hopeful that ERC will be able to get everyone around the table and negotiate under the ERC banner the Heineken Cup in its current form and next season. Can you say for sure that you will not be involved in any tournament involving ERC?
Yes, we're not in. ERC is a company that was formed under an accord to do a particular job, which was to run two European competitions. That company is not something that we will be continuing with, and we're not part of it following the end of this season. The fact that there may well be a competition involving European clubs is the fact that everyone really should be focusing on, not continuing negotiations conducted by another company.
So you're still hopeful of this Anglo-French initiative, including teams from not just, say, Wales, but also Ireland, Scotland and Italy, and we could get a full pan-European competition, but just not under the ERC banner, under this new organisation that you've set up today?
Yeah, exactly so. And everyone should feel hugely encouraged by the fact that the English clubs and the French clubs have taken this initiative, have been able to name the competition, have put a stake in the ground and said, we are here and we're moving forward from it, from here. There's no purpose in continuing to play with one's food. Eventually, you have to eat.
Just to touch on the other unions or countries that could become involved, you're hopeful, I suppose, it will include all the European unions and clubs, but is there a likelihood that, say, we could get one of the Pro 12, if you like, unions, or one set of clubs getting involved and the others being left behind?
I think it's unfair at this stage to make any sort of predictions about what's happening, because it is moving fast and it's all moving in a positive and forward direction. And that's what your listeners and supporters and all those who enjoy the game should be hugely encouraged by, that we're doing something which is creative. In fact, if I play with the words, we're actually doing something. We're not just talking about it.